advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma still is usually curable. It's not, the survival isn't as high as with early stage patients, where 9 out of 10 or more patients survive for long periods of time. But the significant majority of people, at least in the 70s or maybe even 80s% of patients, do survive the disease. They're apparently cured from Hodgkin lymphoma. You can divide, of course, advanced stage patients up into those with higher risk and lower risk, but overall, most people are cured. Here the debate, if there is a big debate, there actually is between ABVD, which cures most of the people and is easier to give, and then the patients that aren't cured can often be salvaged with an autologous hematopoietic stem cell transplant, or BIACOP, which is a much more intensive regimen. It's really a very intensive regimen. If you've used it, you know it's among the more difficult regimens to both deliver and, I'm sure if you're the patient, to receive of anything we have available for any disease. But it has for sure has a higher cure rate than ABVD. And the one big trial that was completed in Italy suggested that the ultimate survival probably wasn't very much different between ABVD and if you fail, get a transplant, versus BIACOP. Many of my German colleagues would say that's a spurious conclusion and that BIACOP is for certain better. And one of my friends from Canada would say it absolutely is the right answer and that our German colleagues aren't interpreting the data correctly. And so it's obviously a point on which you can disagree. It's one of the hardest decisions you face. If you have a young woman, my experience has been if you honestly relate the relative toxicities, that if you get BIACOP, you're probably going to be infertile. And if you get ABVD, you probably will still be fertile. Most young women without children, in my experience, decide to take the ABVD, hope they're in that 3/4 of people or so, 70-odd% who get cured the first time, and then go ahead with the transplant if they fail. Other patients want it done. If BIACOP's more likely to cure you, then they don't care, they want to get it done. They don't want to ever have to think about this again. So it's not a simple decision, for sure. It gets more complicated yet when you talk about patients that are older. And I personally think that you need to be very careful about trying to give BIACOP to people, for example, over the age of 50, where it gets dangerous, I think.